Good evening, this is BBC Radio 4, and now Rancid Rotten Idol reads part one of Chainsaw Disasters by Enid Blyton.
The kids are playing at the front. The wife is in the kitchen. Grandpa's watching telly, and Grandma's doing the dishes. Hubby's out the back, tidying up the trees. He comes across and a really awkward bit, but his handsaw just won't do the job. So he makes his way to his garden shed. His wife calls him for lunch. Just a minute, my dear. Just one more branch to do. He takes the chainsaw from the box and checks it's ready to go. He takes it back to the tree and pulls the starter cord. It starts. He places the chainsaw on the tree. It's spinning like fuck. He jumps back at his throat and it rips his fucking throat out. His wife jumps back screaming from the kitchen. The chainsaw spins round. She reaches down to her dead husband and it cuts her fucking tits off. The tits fly off and land in Grandma's dishes. What's this? Shouts Grandma, who's pissed out of her head because she's a fucking alky. They must be my daughters. So she called Grandpa, who was having a wank over Samantha Fox on top of the fucking pops. Come in here, you old fucker, cried Grandma. Your daughter's tits have landed in your dishes. Quick, put them in the fridge. I'll go into this. Anything worth left for tea. Grandpa went to find the children who were playing with the chainsaw. Put that down, you naughty children. You're wasting the petrol. Fuck off, you old cunt. And they cut his fucking head off. And then they killed each other. And that's the fucking end of it. Good night, Enid Blyton. I love you.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Yeah. if that's not annoying, I do not know what is. I am no Wolfman Jack. I don't even have a fake name. So, there you go. Okay, leading us off into that beautiful segue was Goat Fucking Virgin Killers From Hell. Is that the name of the band? No, that's the name of the album. The name of the band is Chaotic Discord. It came out in 1986. And that beautiful little poem you heard was called Chainsaw Disasters. The beautiful, beautiful, beautiful tribute to Enid Blyton. I hope you all enjoyed that. And if you were offended, well, too bad, go away. Okay, so after that, I thought, hey, I'll soften everybody up with a little bubblegum music. So I spun you Captain Groovy and his Bubblegum Army. This was some members of Kazanet's Cats or whatever their name is, and I think it was written for a cartoon that never actually came out, but I believe it actually did come out on vinyl as a 45, and yes it did. I'm looking it up, thank God for Google. And now I will probably want to buy this on vinyl. So if anyone out there has a copy, wants to just send it to me, that would just be groovy.
We'll be right back. threads of yesterday no longer satisfied. Sometimes I feel like I'm being torn apart, realizing that it's been like this from the start.
Getting a little patriotic there, just like all you guys out in the States with all your flags flying from your porches and stuff like that. Well, actually, you guys probably aren't flying the flags these days with that monster in power, but where was I? Oh yes, why was I singing Oh Canada? Well, because that band was from Canada. They were called, or are called, or maybe it was they were called, because I don't think they exist anymore, the Jellyfish Babies. They were from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and this was off their first album, which was released in 1986. And the first song was Can It Be, and the second song was Messiah. They had more releases, and I've just found that I guess at some point a website popped up, because I had looked for more information on these guys in the past and couldn't find it. So check it out.
My suicide child, my suicide child, across the mile, on the dirty, filthy bathroom tile, you walked on by. I was so high, my suicide child. Why'd you die? You let me down.
Down. You slit your wrist, you stupid bitch. My suicide. child, my suicide child. You stole my joy, you low down punk. Down, 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 down. You slit your wrist, you stupid bitch. My suicide child, my suicide child.
Suicide child. Suicide child. You went away. Back to LA. You couldn't cope. You stole my dope. My suicide child. Rot in your grave. You let me down.
Down. Down. Down. Down. Down. Down. You set your wrist, you stupid bitch. My suicide child. My suicide child. You stole my junk, you low down punk.
Suicide child. My suicide child. Crossed the mile. On the dirty, filthy bathroom tile. Walked on by. A head in the sky. My suicide child. Die. You let me down.
Down. Down. Down. Down. Down. Down. You slit your wrist, you stupid bitch. My suicide child. My suicide child. You stole my junk, you low down punk. Down. 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 You slit your wrist, stupid bitch. My suicide child. My suicide child.
In heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be.
Ah, God, man, that was the Nuns. If you don't know who the Nuns are, well, then go back to the rock you were living under. The Nuns were a San Francisco punk band, and that song was called Suicide Child, and that was released in 1980 on Bomp Records.
In the big town. fireman's friend, fireman's friend, fireman's friend, fireman's friend, fireman's friend, fireman's friend,
fireman's friend, oh yeah,
fireman's friend, fireman's friend, fireman's friend, fireman's friend, fireman's friend, fireman's friend, fireman's friend.
Dictators demos, actually. Norton Records did a great thing and released this CD in 2007. It's called Every Day is Saturday. And from that CD, you heard Fireman's Friend, which is from 1973, and Faster and Louder, which is from 1978. A great CD to add to your Dictators collection, and probably one of my favorite CDs that I am currently spinning.
I guess it's time to go. Get my life in the mood. Oh, he's such a little drama queen.
That was the Drama Queens from Virginia, and the name of that song was Leap of the Toad. Boing, 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 boing. All right, gonna end it off with a little UK 77 punk by a band called The Cortinas. The first song is off their 1978 single on Step Forward Records, and the song's called Defiant Pose. And the second song, going backwards in time, is Fascist Dictator from 1977, also on Step Forward Records. You don't want to know what happened to them later. Well, if you do pick up the album, you'll understand why nobody wants it. But anyways, that's it. Have a great night. Have a great week. Have a great life. Out of here.